As holiday shopping reached a crescendo this past week, Weekend Edition's Jesse Baker asked a few colleagues what gift they most wanted as a child.
I'm Lakshmi Singh. When I lived in New York City, I remember walking through Macy's with my godmother, and I saw this really great, huge makeup kit. And I begged my godmother to get it, and she said she would, or she would tell Santa to get it, and it never showed up. And I was convinced that Santa just didn't understand makeup, and now as a result, I no longer wear makeup, and my mother begs me to wear makeup.
I'm Debbie Elliott. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and the thing I most wanted as a little girl was the little Barbie car. It was like a convertible Mustang that you put your Barbie and Ken in, and they could look really cool riding around.
My name is David Kestenbaum. I grew up outside Philadelphia. The thing that I really wanted for a long time when I was 11 or 12 was a computer, and I eventually had to buy it myself. My mother thought it was just another toy. Now she sees it was actually quite useful.
My name's Lynn Neary, and I grew up in a suburb of New York City. Every single Christmas at the top of my Christmas list, I put a dog. But every Christmas, my mother would give me a baby doll. She continued to give me a baby doll way past the time where I cared for her, wanted a baby doll. And I remember the last Christmas coming down and looking under the tree and seeing the baby doll, and I must have been 13 or 14 at that point thinking, I don't know what to say to her anymore about this.
I'm Linda Wertheimer. I grew up in Carlsbad, New Mexico, the land of enchantment. I always wanted the Little Women dolls, the Madame Alexander Little Women dolls. I actually wanted Joe because I identified with Joe. But what I got was Meg, who was the sort of the good daughter.
My name's David Green. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and what I wanted desperately was a full Pittsburgh Steelers uniform, the tight gold pants, the shoulder pads, the helmet. I finally got it, and I dressed up in it, looked like a big Pittsburgh Steelers dork.
My name is Scott Simon, and the toy I most wanted, I guess, from growing up was I was really enamored of Zorro. And they had a whole little Zorro set where you had the funny hat. I've never seen anyone other than Zorro wear that hat. And, of course, the mask. But the part I really liked is they had a plastic sword with a piece of chalk on the end of it. So you could make the sign of the Z, you know, he's bold and he's brave. Carves a Z with his blade.
A Z that stands for Zorro.
The sign of the sea.